Now, would you like to be able to walk into a shop on the high street and buy cannabis, or do you think that's a slippery slope which will lead to harder and more dangerous drugs? You can email nolan@bbc.co.uk or text 81771. Last week, Colorado marijuana growers got the green light to sell the herbal drug without fear of prosecution. It's the first jurisdiction in the world to make recreational cannabis sales legal. America famously started its war on drugs in the 80s, so Colorado's move would have been unthinkable a few years ago. What we're asking this morning is, could it ever be legalised here? Commentator Eamon McCann joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And broadcaster Ian Collins. How are you?
Morning. Very good.
Over to you first, Eamon. Is this the way forward?
Well, it's certainly part of the way forward, I think. And I think that what's happening in Colorado will be watched pretty closely by people not only across the United States, but around the world. Of course, we already have the effect of decriminalization of cannabis in other areas. In Europe, the experience in Portugal, a deserved study, and I would hope that some of the people you're pronouncing dogmatically that these things don't work and will cause all sorts of trouble, that the liberalisation of the bans will sort of lead to all sorts of other things, should go and look at the experience in Portugal. I have the documents from the Portuguese Ministry of Health in front of me here, and they'll be available to anybody. But cannabis is a relatively harmless drug. It is non-existent. If you look at the official statistics from autopsies in Britain and Ireland, North and South, over recent years, over any years, you will find that whereas alcohol is an addictive killer drug, tobacco is an addictive killer a drug, and there are deaths from other illegal and illegal substances, amphetamine, diazepam, and so forth. Number of deaths from cannabis use? No. I say it again. No. And yet, as you listen to some politicians and commentators, you would think that this is a dangerous substance. It
okay.
is not.
Well, let's put that to Ian Collins.
Yeah, well, I mean, to cite that, I mean, talk about bending statistics and facts around all over the place. That was extraordinary. Of course, if you say, yes, just cannabis, the answer might be nil. That's like saying death from the paper that you roll the joint in is nil. Of course, it isn't just cannabis. And most people, even if you had the Colorado experiment over here, wouldn't just be taking pure cannabis. It wouldn't be just for medicinal purposes. I noticed in Colorado, by the way, that they pretty much sold out in about half an hour. So quick were people to want to get stoned off their face. So, you know, this isn't something people are doing for medicinal reasons. It isn't something people are doing because they think somehow that there is a quality of life to be enhanced by doing it. You know,
but Ian, we've just come out of
stoned, like people want
we've just come out of the Christmas party season, and yeah, it's perfectly acceptable here for people to go out and get out of their mind drunk.
I agree. Well, I agree. I mean, that almost makes the point. You know, the fact that we have something called alcohol, we have something called cigarettes, and there are goodness knows how many coming. At the moment, we're in dry January, you know, trying to get people to stop drinking, and yet here we are sort of discussing perhaps the merits of introducing yet another drug, another area that people can get hooked onto. I mean, nobody can convince me you'll have less people taking cannabis if you legalised it. You'd only have more, and I think we have to rid ourselves of this romantic notion that somehow cannabis is actually good for you. It isn't. It's bad for you. It's mostly taken and smoked along with tobacco. It won't do away with the illegal trade, much like cigarettes. There's still an illegal trade in that, no matter how expensive they make conventional.
But would you accept that it is less harmful than alcohol?
If you're talking about a plant growing somewhere in the forest that a tribal group has used for years to enhance their life for whatever reason, or, you know, part of a meditative process or a healing process or something, yeah, I get that. But, of course, cannabis in the Western world isn't taken in that way. It isn't used in that way. It's used along with tobacco. It isn't something that comes in its purest form either. And just by having a legalized shop that puts all of that into check isn't going to stop people smoking other strains of cannabis. It isn't going to stop the devastating hallucinogenic issues and mental health issues that some people have suffered along with cannabis either. I mean, you know, the idea that anybody would come onto radio or television and talk about this as if it's good for you is it sort of goes from beyond the irresponsible into the satirical and the parody, frankly.
Eamon, that's an issue, is it not? The cannabis does cause mental health issues, and it does lead to the use of harder drugs.
Well, the second is wrong, actually. It doesn't lead to the use of harder drugs and sort of...
Of course it does. Of course it does. It's a gateway drug, pure and simple.
It doesn't use lead to the use of harder drugs, and this is the type of hysteria that prevents people from looking clearly and cleanly at the facts. I mean, listeners might have noticed that the other gentleman there began by saying that my facts were, quote, all over the place. He then proceeded to talk and had no problem with that for a couple of minutes without mentioning a single fact that he could show that I got wrong. Everything that I said was absolutely accurate. Now, the problems that are...
Well, ask him to address that, Eamon. Go ahead.
I mean, which bit are you... are you telling me that if you smoke cannabis with tobacco, that's good for you?
No, I didn't say that at all. Of course, I was about to go on and say that. What your point about the dangers of smoking cannabis with tobacco, you've already conceded.
Who do you know?
Sort of in your
state.
It is the tobacco which is addictive.
No one at all.
And of course, and what I go for...
Okay, one at a time there. Go ahead, Eamon.
I would say, go further, it's my a common sense belief that almost any substance that you suck and smoke form into your lungs is not doing you any good, whether that's cannabis, tobacco, burning tires, bonfires, sort of in Northern Ireland or anything else. Of course it's not doing you good. And of course it would be better if people didn't take anything into their lungs. But there are degrees of dangers in these things. And what I'm saying is that using tobacco, either on its own or mixed in with any other substance, is not good for you.
Let's make people a little bit of a drug addict. Is that the message here, right?
Let's make people a little bit of a drug addict. They don't want to hear the facts. They just want to shout sort of that there's dangers here which don't exist. They are frightened of the truth.
Eamon, are you frightened of the truth?
I don't know what Eamon's suggesting the truth is on this. You know, he started off that last rant by saying, yes, of course, you know, if you take anything or inhale or sniff or put anything into your body, clearly there are going to be dangers. It's about levels of... Well, you know, yes, there are dangers. You know, he's talking again. It's that romantic notion as if it's good for you. It's not. It's bad for you.
When did I say that? I have
not productive
cannabis
in the world.
Is good for you. I've never said that. I've been writing about this subject for 40 years.
I think...
I've never, ever said that.
I think that's... The point that Eamon was making, Ian, was that there are degrees of danger here.
Indeed. And, of course, you know, we could argue that there are degrees of danger with all manner of things. You know, we don't have ads on TV saying, you know, only smoke 5 cigarettes a day because you've got less chance of getting yourself a load of tumours. We, you know, we tell people not to, you know, it's better not to smoke. And I don't know whether Eamon really believes, because frankly, I can't imagine this being the case, that less people will start smoking cannabis if it were legalised. Of course, less people won't. More people will. You know, I've worked alongside people who are regular smokers. Frankly, they're always about 3 seconds behind you. They're never, mentally speaking, they're never quite on the ball. Usually there's a price to be paid somewhere else in their life in terms of health. You know,
the thing is, though, Ian, you don't actually have to smoke it, do you? You can ingest it in other ways.
Yeah, I'm aware that there are ways of, you know, inhaling things. I mean, the idea that we're going to have people walking around the streets all inhaling out of big sort of bags or something like 20
No, but you can make
or something.
You can make brownies or muffins or that kind of thing. I know that that's something that is the experience in mainland Europe, that they make food containing some of the resin.
Yeah, I'm just intrigued as to why we want to sort of create and construct this society where, you know, we have people a little bit zonked because they've been smoking the weed or ingesting it in some other way, whether it's via a nice brownie or whether it's through a cannabis joint, whatever it happens to be. I just don't understand how any of these things are going to make us a better...
But is it like...
Or more astute people or healthier people?
Is it like the Christmas party season where we've seen millions of people go out and get plastered? That's their choice. And surely cannabis is the same.
Yeah, but look at the opinion we have of people who go out and get plastered. I mean, I've done debates on this show about, you know, charging for the NHS as an obvious example. You know, there are equal debates to be had about people who've lost their lives because of getting into drugs, whether it's, you know, something that created the mental health issues that cannabis clearly can create. I'm not suggesting that is automatically a result of smoking it, but it clearly can do, and there's plenty of evidence to suggest so. But again, it comes back to that issue that, you know, is it good for you? Will society be better if lots of people smoke cannabis? No.
Eamon, is that the key point here, that we should just be discouraging people from taking any sort of drugs, whether it's alcohol, tobacco or indeed cannabis?
Well, I suppose sort of in an ideal world, none of us would feel a need for any sort of drug. So to that extent, that's true. But the fact is drugs are here. And the idea sort of that cannabis isn't here is just a nonsense. I mean, the late, great Lenny Bruce, the American comedian, sort of first sentence in his autobiography was, "You wouldn't believe how many people smoke cannabis." And I'm telling you, the listeners out there, if you wouldn't believe how many people smoke cannabis and how widespread they are right across society. There are dangers, of course, with cannabis as things stand. Sort of, and the main danger, which hasn't been mentioned, the main danger arises from the very fact that it is illegal. And if listeners sort of want to really focus on sort of the most relevant evidence about all this, they should focus on the effect of prohibition of alcohol in the United States in the 1920s and early 1930s. Under prohibition, alcohol was associated with much harder drugs. It was associated with heroin. It was associated with cocaine. It was associated with murder, with gangsterism, with vice. And the reason for that was that in order to get your hands on alcohol, you had to go into the murky territory, where the only law that mattered was violence. And once you went into that world, you would find all these other things. As soon as the prohibition on alcohol was removed in 1932-33, that connection was broken. That doesn't mean that alcohol suddenly became harmless. It means that the connection, sort of with other drugs, with violence, vice and gangsterism, was ended. Exactly the same thing would happen with cannabis, insofar, and it's not all that far, but insofar as there is a connection between cannabis use and subsequent use of harder drugs, it arises from the fact that cannabis is illegal. Most of the problems with, in fact, all of the problems with cannabis arise from that, that it's illegal. We need a complete rethink of our whole attitude to drugs and to addiction and to education, to health and to treatment. We need a rethink of all those things, and if we're going to have that rethink, we must deal in facts, and we must look the facts clearly in the face.
I want to give the last word here to Ian Collins. The point that Ian McCann's made there, are we as a society just needlessly criminalising thousands and thousands of people?
No, we're not. And of course, if you look at, I don't know whether anyone's ever watched, you know, UK Border Force or whatever those cable TV shows are called, there's a huge illegal trade in alcohol and cigarettes. Both of these products are completely legal. That would still happen if you had cannabis. You know, you look at skunk strain of cannabis, the issues with that, the gateway drug issue. That might not be every person that smokes cannabis. It will be some. Drug driving is another one. And the idea that, you know, again, I come back to the point that I made at the beginning. Are we going to have a better and a more astute society if more people smoke cannabis? Of course we aren't. If anyone wants to go searching on the web looking for evidence, just Google cannabis and death, and just see how many links come up for people who found, to their cost, the difficulties and the frankly fatal consequences of smoking. And they may be extreme examples, but
dangerous,
that would be a
form of propaganda. Absolutely. I advise people, particularly young people listening to this program, for your own sake, pay not the slightest attention to what that man is saying.
Are you advising, Eamon, people to start smoking cannabis?
I'm advising people to campaign for a rational law in relation to cannabis. I'm not advising anybody to use any drug whatsoever.
So in that case, you agree with me all along, frankly?
It's absolutely not. But again, I say to listeners, would you listen to the reaction of this guy? So about how he interprets and...
Yeah, he's advocating, don't get off your
thing that I'm saying.
Weirdo.
I did not say
sort
of, that I'm advising people to use cannabis. At no point did I say that, and I do not say it.
Gentlemen, still looking for the agreed position. Eamon McCann, Ian Collins, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.